Hey, sleepyhead. We've arrived. And no excuses this time. There's nobody out here, and this is the only parking spot. So the windows are staying down, and that heater's being turned off. Some of us don't quite fear the cold. What was that? You want the blindfold taken off? Well, since you asked just so nicely, and it is our anniversary, I think I can allow just one small concession. Now that your eyesight has been magically restored, what do you think of my outfit, pretty boy? Ugh, and your eyes wander straight to my heels. Go on, baby. Start your journey from my black stilettos all the way up past my tight leather jeans, midnight black leather jacket, and finally, my pillowy lips, just perfect for getting to know you. Hey, my eyes are up here, precious. You don't clean up too badly yourself, except for that raggedy jacket you insist on wearing everywhere. Does it even keep you warm? You're probably wondering why I insisted on us coming all the way out here for our anniversary. Just to sink my fangs into your cute little neck. Well, I will explain myself, but first, you've got to keep those pretty eyes focused on mine. Existence, at least for me, quickly became an endless, unfeeling march. Somewhere around the 300-year mark, everything just became numb. And I think the best way to inject some spark back into my life might be to suck a little more of yours out. And judging by those rosy cheeks, I think you and I have very different ideas on how this is going to work. So allow me to clear that up for you. Baby, I'm going to charm you and make you mine. And now if I just place my hand flat against your chest. Oh, shh. I know it's cold. I'm a vampire after all. Just a few more seconds, and that quippy attitude is going to be dialed back down to zero. Ignore the head rush. That's a side effect from staring at enchanting vampires. Or maybe it's the charm I just placed on you. No, I'm not trying to hex you or anything. Ugh, so basic. Besides, feel that? That's your heart pumping. So much easier. Pushing all of that warm, luscious red all through your body, from the tips of your toes to that furrowed brow. And I can make all that blood do whatever I want. Do try and stay focused. My eyes are up here. So, before I sink my 800-year-old fangs into your neck and give you a kiss that will last the rest of your life, I've got to know. Lipstick. Red or black? Red is going to blend in with your new piercings, but everyone will know that you've been dating a bloodthirsty bitch of the night sooner or later. And black, always in fashion, but you seem like a special case. I think what you need is the deepest, darkest shade of red smooched up and down that dainty neck of yours. When I am fangs deep in your cute little neck, I might just plant a few extra kisses on either side, just to make sure it heals correctly. Now that I look the part, it's time to make sure you're ready, baby. Close your eyes and take a deep, refreshing breath. As you empty your lungs, I want you to empty your mind and look deeply into my eyes. There you go.
Just let everything else but you and I fall away.
I want you completely focused on my voice and that growing need to let everything go. We're together now. And very soon, we always will be. Being enthralled is such a deep, disarming feeling, isn't it, Pet? I think you're just about ready. All that's left, baby, is for you to let that heavy head of yours rest upon my chest and look up into my eyes and breathe. Feel those final shreds of doubt and resistance fizzling out. You know what you want, and you know exactly how to get it. Just lean against me and dream. That's right, cutie. Be dreamy and doe-eyed for your miss. Now this won't even hurt. In fact, you'll enjoy this. Never grow tired of that taste. As you can imagine, it wasn't a normal feeding. Currently, your body is trying to adapt to the curse I've placed on it. You're gonna find it rather difficult to move for a while, so I believe it's only fair that I provide entertainment and explain what we are doing out here, besides admiring the beautiful view and filling our lungs with a thick air of romance. To answer your question, almost 100 years ago, I met a man by this lake and experienced the closest thing to real love a vampire can have. I lost him. I've decided I'm not letting anyone ever take that from me again. Not even time. Very few people like him exist. And well, very few people like you exist. And this time, nothing will get between us. A small age gap changed that. I mean, what is a couple hundred years between friends, right? Love and the pursuit of what love is drove me out here. And I hope that I really do hope that you feel the same. Because when I say I love you, I don't just mean whenever it's easy or convenient. Never mind that you're the epitome of a heartthrob. When I say I love you, I mean all of you. Every last inch. And I cannot bear to wake up every day and lose a little bit more of you to the endless march of time. If I drink from you while you're not under the influence, if you allow yourself to resist my temptations and magic and let me sink my fangs into your gorgeous skin with the pain of consensual death, we can never go back. it will be you and I for eternity, and nothing,
nothing
would ignite the spark of my soul more than an eternity spent with you. That charm should be just about done washing over you. And that means I need your final answer. And it must come from your heart, soul, and mind, untainted and pure. So, finally, before entwining our fates together, on this chilly winter night, I must know, will you offer your throat to the immortal with the red eyes? I bet you say that to all the girls. Though, now that I've sunk my fangs deep into your cute neck and turned you into a creature of the night, your heart has pumped its final load of untainted blood into your veins. And I think we can make it a little more memorable. Care to show your new vampire mistress exactly how good she is at selecting her soulmate? Let's remove these unnecessary layers of clothing. I'll have to teach you some spells now that you've joined the darker side of existence. For instance... What's wrong? Your clothes are disintegrating. Isn't that just awful? What kind of cruel magical force would leave you completely naked? Well, except for the jacket. It's staying on. My. Looks like the last of your human blood retreated all the way down to the safest place for it. You certainly were the right choice. A good heart, a gorgeous soul, and one tantalizing cock. Let's use a little more magic to really make it throb for me. If you focus really hard, you just might be able to stop yourself from losing all your senses and becoming a mindless humping fuck machine. And while you deal with your rather large problem, I'm going to try and make myself more comfortable and you a little bit less. That leather jacket actually kind of suits you. Maybe it's just from this angle. But all this strutting about in my vamp mistress attire has tired out my poor legs. And you've been keeping that seat nice and warm for me, haven't you? And after all, how could I resist testing out my newest acquisition? Let me just quickly loose the leather pants before you cover them with something less crimson. So, how does 700 years of toning look from that angle? Good? I think you can do much, much better than that. How about I just lower myself all the way down and stop right there. My sanguine cunt balancing just above that poor blood-filled cock. It's just begging for release, and you just aren't going to get it yet. When your vampire mistress asks for you to compliment her, you compliment her. I understand words aren't the only thing that's hard right now, but unless you want it to get even harder, I suggest you start getting creative. I'll accept that. For now, let's see if concentrating all that blood into your cock has made you an even better fuck pet. Oh. Creature of the night, indeed. Oh, your cock is just begging to expel the last of your humanity deep inside of your mistress. You better start humping that bulging blood rot into my vampire cunt. Don't you dare waste a single drop. Hellfire and lust. Such the perfect choice for me. For all eternity. No, there's the spark I tasted, baby. Take your time. We do have eternity to experience one another. Oh, I feel so enlivened. Oh, can you feel our bonds binding together? Oh, the tapestry of our fates becoming a salacious cloak. Wrapped around our carnal desires. Yes, closer. Closer. Coalesce our love with your hungering passion. Dig your newly formed sins deep into the soft flesh of my neck. And quench your innermost thirst. Immortality is but a single heartbeat more away. Oh, yes, my pet.